السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. إن الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. أما بعد، قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: إن في خلق السماوات والأرض واختلاف الليل والنهار لآيات لأولي الألباب الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم ويتفكرون في خلق السماوات والأرض ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا سبحانك فقنا عذاب النار. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Most beloved ulama kiram, elders and brothers, all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is our creator, our nourisher, sustainer and provider. Peace and salutations be upon our master, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is only through the grace and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has chosen us to be from the best of all creations. He has made us human beings, ashraful makhluqat. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has many, many creations. As Allah reminds us in the Quran, He says, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, that in the creations of the skies and the earth, لَآيَات, they are signs for us. So around us and every day we experience so many different phenomena, and perhaps many a times we take it for granted. We assume, whereas we're supposed to have looked and pondered and reflected about the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala around us, and it should have taken us to certain conclusion, and that is made us closer to the Creator. If there is a painting on the wall and a person admires the painting, he says, what a beautiful painting this is, then he is actually admiring the one who had made that painting, the painter himself. The painting would not have come there on its own, somebody would have created it. So by admiring the painting, you are actually acknowledging the greatness and the expertise and the knowledge of the painter. In a very similar manner, if you use that as a parable and an example, around us we see many, many phenomena, many of the creations of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, but all that should have taken us closer to the Creator, who Allah is the Khaliq. We and everything else around is makhluk, the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything is makhluk, Allah is the Khaliq. There is a Arabic saying, I hope so I'm saying it correctly. It says, Al-ba'ratu tadullu ala al-ba'ir. If you are walking somewhere, especially those that go to these nature reserves, or you know, you go and look out for animals. So the way they identify the animals is by looking for footprints. They are the expertise, these rangers, when they look on the ground and they see a certain type of a footprint, and they know now what type of animal went past, whether it was a blessed buck or a spring buck or a different type of buck, or whether it was a different elephant or what type of lion, cheetah. Just by looking at the footprints, they come to a conclusion that that type of animal walked past is somewhere clear nearby. Then there's another level of expertise in that field where they look at the droppings of an animal. So when you're walking in these nature reserves or somewhere, and you see the droppings of a certain animal, so they know exactly from the way that the droppings are, perhaps from the texture of it, or perhaps maybe from the color of it, whatever way they know. But the expertise they have is that just by looking at and analyzing the droppings that they see, it takes them to the conclusion of what type of animal has gone past here, or which animal is in this vicinity they can look out for. So the Arabic saying says, Al-ba'alatu tadullu ala al-ba'ir. These droppings, they indicate and they show towards an animal, a certain type of animal. Then he says, Wa'atharul aqdami tadullu ala al-mashy. If there is a ground, let's say perhaps on the beach, and the ground and the beach, the sand is totally flat, then anybody will know that nobody walked over here because there's no footprints. But if you see there's footprints, then automatically you realize and you come to the conclusion that somebody walked by. So footsteps gives you an indication that there was وَأَثَارُ الْأَقْدَامِ تَدُلُّ عَلَى الْمَشْيِ, that indicates that somebody was walking past. So then he poses a rhetorical question. He says, if the droppings made you realize that there is an animal nearby, if the footsteps made you realize that there is some human being that walked by, فَالسَّمَا ذات البروج والأرض ذات الفجاج كيف لا تدل على اللطيف الخبير. So this magnificent and huge sky that you see, and this great spread out earth and vast earth that you see, how can it not ever take you to the realization of the greatness of Allah and the realization that Allah is the most powerful and all able. And that is why also many, many ayahs of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about His creation in different ways. It reminds us. The Quranic verses are reminding us. We should not be taking it for granted. Allah says, أَفَلَا يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبِلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ in Surah Ghashiyah. He says, don't you see? Have you not looked and pondered at the camel? Although the camel is used, but it could apply to any animal. How it has been created? أَفَلَا يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبِلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ وَإِلَى السَّمَاءِ كَيْفَ رُفِعَتْ and the sky, how Allah has raised the sky. If we have to put the small building with a small roof on top, how many pillars we need, how many scaffoldings we need just to put up a small floor or a small roof. So Allah created بِغَيْرِ عَمَدٍ تَرَوْنَا. Allah created this magnificent وَإِلَى السَّمَاءِ كَيْفَ رُفِعَتْ. How Allah has raised this huge sky from east to west with not a single pillar or scaffolding holding the sky up. Isn't this the reflection of the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? وَإِلَى الْجِبَالِ كَيْفَ نُصِبَتْ. And how Allah has erected these huge, powerful mountains. In another place, Allah describes the mountains in Surah Naba. He says, وَالْجِبَالَ أَوْتَادَ. وَالْجِبَالَ أَوْتَادَ. Allah created these mountains like pigs, as though the earth was unstable. And now it needed some stability. And these mountains have been placed strategically in various parts of the world by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how, as serving as pegs to bring stability to the earth. And how magnificent and huge and great these mountains are. Whether we talk about the largest mountains or even the neighboring areas, the hills and the mountains that we see. Allah reminds us, وَإِلَى الْجِبَالِ كَيْفَ نُصِبَتْ وَإِلَى الْأَرْضِ كَيْفَ سُطِحَتْ. And the earth and the different the different formations that we see around us, whether it's the valleys and the beautiful greenery and the scenery, and how the earth Allah created, some places you see desert, some places it's green, some places there's rivers, some places there's waterfalls. Allah reminds us, وَإِلَى الْأَرْضِ كَيْفَ سُطِحَتْ. How He has spread out the earth. We should be pondering about the greatness of Allah when we look at admiring the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one place Allah reminds us again. He says, قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ. You know, we it's daytime. We perhaps need to reflect on that. And Allah reminds us Himself, قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمُ الْنَهَارَ سَرْمَدًا. First He says, إِنْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمُ الْلَيْلَ سَرْمَدًا إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. That tell me, if, Allah is saying that, you tell me, if the night had to continue forever and ever, the sun did not rise this morning, if the sun did not rise this morning, Allah asks again a sort of a rhetorical question, something for us to reflect on. In جَعَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمُ اللَّيْلَ سَرْمَدًا إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. If the night had to continue forever, مَنْ إِلَهٌ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِضِيَاءٍ. Who is there? مَنْ. Who is there? Who is there? مَنْ إِلَهٌ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ. Besides Allah, who will make the sun rise and bring the daylight. أَفَلَا تَسْمَعُونَ. Allah reminds us, don't you listen? Aren't you listening and reflecting on these verses of the Quran? And then He says, أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمُ النَّهَارَ. If I had to make the day continue, if the sun doesn't set today, and night doesn't come, مَنْ إِلَهٌ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِلَيْلٍ تَسْكُنُونَ فِيهِ. Who is there besides Allah? Is there anybody besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is able to bring make the sun set and let the night come? مَنْ إِلَهٌ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِلَيْلٍ تَسْكُنُونَ فِيهِ. There is nobody. As though the question is being posed, but the rhetorical question not requiring an answer for us. Obviously, nobody besides Allah. Allah is the most powerful. There is nobody who could do anything. أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Allah says, don't you see? Every day you are looking. But it shouldn't be just as looking at it with just an eye of admiration and admiring. We should actually look at it with the eye of iman, with the heart of iman. It should take us closer to the greatness of Allah. When we're admiring and looking at the creation of Allah, it should take us towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And like that, how many other aspects in creation Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about? For example, He talks about the milk that we drink every day. Alhamdulillah, we have nice, beautiful white milk that we drink in its various forms. Maybe we put in our tea, maybe we have coffee, maybe we're having our cappuccino, and different forms of milk we have. Somebody is having Milo, somebody is having ice cream in its various forms. The next time we take in that sip of milk, reflect on the ayah of the Quran where Allah says, وَإِنَّ لَكُمْ فِي الْأَنْعَامِ الْعِبْرَةِ, that there is a great lesson. Allah uses the word in the ayah, the side in the beginning, لَآيَات. There are signs for you in the creation of Allah. Here he says there is a lesson for you. لَعِبْرَةِ وَإِنَّ لَكُمْ فِي الْأَنْعَامِ الْعِبْرَةِ, that in these animals, these cattle or these cows, there is a lesson for you. نُسْقِيكُمْ, Allah says, نُسْقِيكُمْ مِمَّا فِي بُطُونِهِمْ, that we provide for you from its stomach. مِنْ بَيْنِ فَرْثٍ وَدَمٍ, on the one hand, when the animal eats green grass, it produces the droppings or the dung from that comes out. And then it has blood. If you slaughter the animal, you see now Qurbani time is coming. How much of blood doesn't an animal have? And the meat and all that goes and the intestines and all the different body parts and the kalaji and all those things that we find when you cut open that animal. Perhaps maybe this Qurbani is an exercise we can do. If you're slaughtering a cow, maybe slaughter that cow, or you're slaughtering a female sheep, you slaughter that and open it. Do we see any milk, anything white in there? Perhaps there's maybe nothing that's white in there. Everything besides white, there's red meat, maybe there's blood, there's flesh and the bones and different colors that we find. But between all of this, Allah says, مِن بَيْنِ فَرْثٍ, between the droppings that come on the one hand, وَدَمٍ, and the blood that we find, مِن بَيْنِ فَرْثٍ وَدَمٍ لَبَنًا خَالِصًا, Allah says, He provides for us beautiful, pure white milk. That is the greatness of Allah. That is a lesson for us. That Allah is all able, Allah is all powerful, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can do as He wishes. And the most important lesson for today's discussion is that the creation that we see around us is something for us to reflect, and let us get more connected to the Creator, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to take our time. He says in the ayah of the Quran, الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهُ, Allah speaks about the creation. He says in the creation of the skies and the earth and all of that, there are signs. لَآيَاتْ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ, for people of intelligence. Allah uses the word albab, intelligence. Intelligence is aspect related to the mind generally. So in other words, you need to use your mind to ponder on the creation of Allah in the skies and the earth. And at the time, and immediately after that, Allah says, الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهِ, use your mind. You looked at the creation of Allah. It took you closer to Allah. And now you fill your heart with the remembrance of Allah. الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا, when you're standing, or قُعُودًا, or whether you are sitting, وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ, whether you are reclining or resting, وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ, and you're making tafakkur, you're pondering and you're reflecting, فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, in the creation of Allah, brings the same thing in, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ, and then he says, وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ, in two or three or four lines, the same word is repeated again. They're reflecting on the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then they are making this dua, and they're pleading and they're calling out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا, oh Allah, you have not created any of these in vain, for no purpose. Allah has created the entire creation for human being. He says, Al-Dunya khuliqat lakum. All of this magnificent and great creations of Allah, Allah has created it for human being. Al-Dunya khuliqat lakum. All that forms part of the dunya. And just before I forget, a little slight digression on this. It also, Allah speaks about animals in the Quran. Besides the cattle I spoke about, what about the bee? Allah speaks about the bee, about how the bee goes and pollination takes place. They say if there's no bee, if there isn't a bee that exists in the world, then this world will come to an end. That's how critical role that bee is placing in far as our ecosystem goes and far as the pollination, we take it for granted. We take it for granted the existence of a bee or a honey bee that is found in this world. It plays a very great role in far as our ecosystem goes. Allah speaks about the bee in the Quran. Then Allah speaks about the ant in the Quran. Like that, various other animals and creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in various ways Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken about. Coming back to very specific aspect with regards to this creation of Allah, alhamdulillah that tonight we'll be experiencing something also which is known as a lunar eclipse. We get two types of eclipse. One is the solar eclipse, and the other is a lunar eclipse. Tonight is a phenomena which is the lunar eclipse. In Arabic, generally we read in the books of fiqh, it is a salah that is performed at the time of a lunar eclipse, which is known as Salatul Kusuf. And you get the other one as Salatul Khusuf. So this is the Khusuf, the lunar eclipse, where the earth is going to come in between the earth and the moon and the sun are going to be in a straight line. So the sun will be on the one side, and the earth is in the middle, and the moon on the other side. So basically then, the moon will be shadowed by the earth. The moon does not have its own light. It's a reflection of the light from the sun. So now if this earth comes in between the sun and the moon, so it's casting a shadow on the moon. They get different types of eclipse, but the eclipse that is unique for today, for this evening, it's a total, full, maybe for our purposes and understanding, it's a full eclipse. You can get partial eclipse, you get a full eclipse. So tonight is a phenomena which is a full eclipse of the moon, which will take place. It's somewhere around 8:20, 8:25. And the eclipse, it doesn't, this type of eclipse usually is a very short period or it's partial, but the unique thing about this, based on various research that has been done, it doesn't come very often. Perhaps in the next century you might not see a similar type of eclipse. There will be eclipses, but the one that will be experienced tonight will be full. It will be something very unique. Perhaps in the next century, Allah knows best whether any of us will still be alive after 100 years. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also, he reminded us when these eclipses take place. So firstly, it comes back to my introduction of the whole discussion. This is a creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah is in total control. Even Surah Yasin, we recite Surah Yasin quite often. Many of us are familiar with the words. Allah reminds us about the sun and the moon. He says, وَالْقَمَرَ قَدَّرْنَاهُ مَنَازِلَ حَتَّى عَادَ كَالْأُرْجُونِ الْقَدِيمِ وَالشَّمْسُ تَجْرِي لِمُسْتَقَرِّ لَهَا. Allah speaks about the moon and the sun and how they have their fixed orbits that they go through. This is a greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see, the temperature at the center of the sun is 15 million degrees centigrade. Allah knows best. This is just the estimation. But it is mind-boggling. Our mind cannot really understand the true essence, the reality of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nevertheless, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions about eclipses which took place in his era. And he said that we shouldn't have any type of superstitious beliefs regarding this. It is not because somebody has passed away or some evil omen we perhaps look at because this is an eclipse. It is a sign from the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore he encouraged us that if an eclipse takes place, then again, connect ourselves with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and remind ourselves that the time will come. Even scientifically it has been proven that the earth will come to an end one day. But Allah reminds us, إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُوِّرَتْ وَإِذَا النُّجُومُ انْكَدَرَتْ. Many, many surahs, إِذَا السَّمَاءُ انْفَطَرَتْ. When this huge earth and the skies and the sun and the moon and the great creations of Allah that we know, all is going to come to an end one day. So this should serve as a reminder. وَأَنْتُمْ خُلِقْتُمْ لِلْآخِرَةِ. We have been, everything has been created for us, but we have been created for the Akhirah. And that is why when these phenomena take place, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged us. He said you should hasten to Salah. When the sky used to get a little bit dark and thick clouds used to come, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to hasten to the masjid and engage in Salah. So there is a Salah which is a Salah that could be performed. It's individual Salah that we perform at home. It is not necessary. It's not performed in congregation. But when this eclipse time comes, then it's a time that we should now make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and engage in lengthy salah and long ruku and long sujood. It's quite a lengthy salah that we can try and perform. We cannot perform it for the entire duration of the eclipse because from what we have heard, the eclipse is going to be quite long. Then at least some portion we can make amal on the sunnah and the teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that when there's an eclipse, then we should hasten or we should perform salah. So two rakats of salah individually, try and read it as long as possible, inshallah. Tonight at 8, around 8:35 is the time for the eclipse. But just before I conclude, I also want to link it up to a very important aspect with regards to the season that we're currently in, and that is the season of Hajj. Alhamdulillah, many of our brothers and sisters who have been accepted for Hajj will be leaving for Hajj. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them a Hajj maqbool and Hajj mabroor, and also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fulfill all the duas at the various places, and if any of them are sitting in the congregation or listening, we also request that they make dua for us, the community and the entire ummah. And we also make dua that Allah accept us and make us also to be from amongst those who will be accepted for Hajj. They are the special delegation of Allah, that Al-Hajj wafdullah. They are the ambassadors and they are the delegation of Allah that have been chosen. So if we are those people that are going, then we have a great amanat and a responsibility on the shoulder of the entire ummah. And if you know our family members or friends that are going, then we should think it as an honor that we go to them and meet them. Even when they return, The Haji, when he returns, man hajja lillah falam yarfath walam yafsuk, a famous hadith, he returns, raja'a kayawmin waladatu ummu, he returns like the day his mother was, had given birth to him clean from sin. So if you know, we should take the point, the effort to perhaps meet them and request du'as from them, inshallah. And also when they return, it's also another etiquette for us to meet the Haji upon his return. But coming back to that point of we talking about the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the season of Hajj, we know Hajj, Qurbani, inshallah the ulama will go into more details about that in the coming weeks with the aspects of Hajj and Qurbani. But the incident of the sun and the moon, and we're talking about the creation of Allah, it is also mentioned in quite detail in the Quran. Regarding Ibrahim alayhi salam, when Ibrahim alayhi salam, in 2 minutes I will try and just encapsulate this, with qala Ibrahim wa li abihi Azar. Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam said to his father, whose name was Azar, atattakhidhu asnaman aliha, that are you making idols as gods? Inni araka wa qawmaka fi dalalim mubin. I think that you and your people are in clear misguidance. And the incident of how he tried to encourage his father and his people from and take them away from the worship of idols and get them onto the worship of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Anyway, falamma janna alayhi al-laylu ra'aka ukaba. Night comes, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam sees the star. Qala hada rabbi. And then he says, this is maybe a Lord. Because people, when they're searching for truth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala perhaps put them through certain stages. Then he sees it. Then when the sun, when the star disappears, he says, nah, I cannot worship something that disappears. Then when he sees the moon, فَلَمَّا رَى الْقَمَرَ بَازِغًا قَالَ هَذَا رَبِّي. Then he sees the moon. A moon is now bigger than the sun. It's more brighter and it's shining. فَلَمَّا أَفَلَى, when the moon disappeared, قَالَ لَإِنْ لَمْ يَهْدِنِي رَبِّي لَأَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الضَّالِّينَ. If I'm not going to be guided, then I'm going to be amongst those who have been led astray. فَلَمَّا رَى الشَّمْسَ, then the next day he sees the sun. بَازِغَةً, قَالَ هَذَا رَبِّي هَذَا أَكْبَرُ. Then he sees the sun. It was bigger than the star, bigger than the moon. You see, this is the biggest. But the sun set, فَلَمَّا أَفَلَتْ, قَالَ يَا قَوْمِي إِنِّي بَرِيءٌ مِّمَّا تُشْرِكُونَ. When the sun set, he says, oh my people, I absolve myself from ascribing any partners unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then after that, the famous dua that we are taught to recite before our salah, إِنِّي وَجَّهْتُ وَجْهِيَ لِلَّذِي فَطَرَ السَّمَاوَاتِ. He recited that dua, إِنِّي وَجَّهْتُ وَجْهِيَ لِلَّذِي فَطَرَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ حَنِيفًا وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. And, oh Allah, I turn my face towards you. وَجَّهْتُ وَجْهِي, I turn my face towards you. So when we're reading our salah, reflect about what we are saying. I am saying when I'm starting my salah, oh Allah, I'm turning my face towards you. Perhaps physically. But also when you're saying, when you were saying to somebody in Arabic also, in Urdu, you say tawajjuh. Tawajjuh means don't worry about everything else. Tawajjuh, focus. So when we're reading our salah, inni wajjahtu, oh Allah, I'm turning my face towards you. My focus is all 100% on you. Wajjiya lilladhi fatara as-samawati wal-ard. I'm turning my face to that person or that being who has created the skies and the earth. Hanifan wa ma'ana min al-mushrikeen. I do not ascribe any partners unto Allah. So it comes down to that point from the beginning to the end of my discussion about recognition of Allah on the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After all, that is why Allah has created us. And everything has been created for us. We have been created. Wa ma khalaqtul jinna wal insa illa li'abudun. Allah says, I created human beings, I created the jinn and the ins to make the ibadat of Allah. And ulama explain, li'arifun, to gain the marifat and the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the creation of Allah around us should make us gain the true marifat of Allah. So we make dua. Tonight also is a 14th night of it. These eclipses take place. It's a 14th full moon, which is synonymous in English. Also we say the 14th moon is the full moon. The full will be in its full radiance and the eclipse will be taking place at that time. So we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gives us His true marifat and recognition, and He makes us from amongst those people who understand our purpose, that everything has been created for us. And we have been created lil akhirah, for the akhirah, and we prepare for the akhirah. Wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.